Hello, and welcome back to the Living Truth Ministries podcast. I pray that you are blessed as we continue this series entitled, What to Do When You Don't Know What to Do. I am your host, Stacy Caglin. Today's lesson is entitled, How to Be Established in God, Part 1 of a 2-part series. Today, we will learn how to believe and obey God's Word so that we may be established in God, so that God will hear from us and bless and guide us. Last week, we learned about the 6 stages of revelation. We learned that when we have perplexing circumstances, that we need to position ourselves in prayer to receive God's revelation. We also learned that when we receive God's instructions, we should not hesitate, even if it is contrary to our own reasoning. Most importantly, we learned that God's plan may not resemble our own ideas of how something should happen, and that if we trust in God's plan rather than our own, that everything will work out for our good. Now, let's prepare today's lesson as I declare this proclamation from Isaiah 55:10-11. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Then the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. And they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in your God, and you will be established. Believe in his prophets, and you shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord, and those who should praise the beauty of holiness. As they went out before the army and were saying, Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. 2 Chronicles 20:19-21. The man who didn't know what to do learned what to do, and he rose early in the morning to do it. Jehoshaphat's instructions to his people contain the key in resolving our own dilemmas of life. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. This lesson focuses on the first portion of this directive. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. If you believe in God, you will be established, declared Jehoshaphat. The prophet Isaiah later articulated this converse of words. If you will not believe, surely you shall not be established. Isaiah 7:9. When you are established in God, negative circumstances no longer immobilize you. You may not know what to do, but you know that God has the answer. Confusion is replaced by confidence, and fear is conquered by faith. But how do you believe and become established in faith? Here are some scriptural guidelines. Reject doubt. If you are going to embrace belief, then you must reject unbelief and doubt. You must reject it like the plague, because they result from a hardened heart. Later, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. Mark 16:14. Unbelief hinders you from receiving solutions for your problems. Doubt literally cuts you off from the blessings of God. This is graphically illustrated by the experiences of the nation of Israel. God supernaturally delivered Israel from Egypt, parted the Red Sea, and guided them through the wilderness. At Kadesh Barnea, God instructed them to take possession of their promised land. But when 10 of the 12 spies returned with an evil report, the people's hearts were filled with unbelief. Now with whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Hebrews 3:17-19. The Amplified Version translates verse 19. Unbelief had shut them out. Unbelief cuts you off from the supernatural life flow of God. Now, he could do no mighty work there, except that he lay his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. Mark 6:5-6. Don't limit God's power to work in your circumstances by your own unbelief. Reject doubt and assert your confidence in God. You must believe it is God's will to establish you, because if you will not believe, surely you shall not be established. Isaiah 7:9. The psalmist David declared, He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my steps. Psalm 40:2. God sees the hurt and confusion generated by the situations for which you have no answer. God longs to lift you from the pit of these circumstances, and He will do it, but you must believe. Belief is not optional, it is a command. And this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment. 1 John 3:23. Is it hard for you to believe? Have you been in perplexing circumstances so long that you see no way out? As a New Testament man whose child was ill, he begins to cry out, Help my unbelief. Belief is fostered by immersing yourself in God's Word. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name. John 20:31. To be established, you must believe God exists and that He will respond to those who seek Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Hebrews 11:6. Belief generates faith, and soon you will receive an internal witness that your confidence is not misplaced. He who believes in the Son of God has a witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given His Son. 1 John 5:10. Jesus said, Don't be afraid, only believe. Believe, and you will receive. If you can believe, all things are possible. All things includes a solution to your circumstances for which there seems to be no answer. Obey God's Word. It is not enough to just read and study God's Word. You must also obey it if you are to be established in God. Samuel told King Saul, You have done foolishly. You have not kept the commandment of the Lord your God, which He commanded you. For now, the Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel forever. 1 Samuel 13:13. When you take God's Word literally for what it says, and let it reign over your circumstances, then its supernatural power is released to work in your life. For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the Word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it, not as the Word of men, but as it is in truth, the Word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. Obedience brings blessing, but disobedience allows curses to operate in your life. Deuteronomy 11:27-28. God declares, Obey my voice, and I will be your God. Jeremiah 7:23. Obey my voice, and you will be my people. Jeremiah 11:4. Obey, and your soul will live. Jeremiah 26:13. Those who observe and obey the word of God are blessed. Observe and obey all these words which I command you, that it may go well with you and your children after you forever, when you do what is good and right in the sight of the Lord your God. Deuteronomy 12:28. Many refuse to obey God's word. They close their ears to the truth and live in rebellion. Others compromise the word of God to accommodate their own fleshly desires. James cautions, But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks in the perfect law of liberty, and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. James 1:22-25. Obedience is not infeasible. God enables you to obey through His ability, not your own. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. Ezekiel 36:27. You can break the power of disobedience in your life by determining, like Jesus, that you will do God's will. I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. John 5:30. I challenge you this next week to take the time to look in the mirror and be the person that determines to walk according to God's commandments rather than the one that walks away from the mirror and forgets God's word. If you do this, God promises to bless you. I hope you will join me next week as we continue the second part of this lesson. We will be discussing how to evaluate our own lives so that we can be grounded in faith, exercise godly wisdom, and accept God's grace. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and may He keep you in all your ways. And may you have a great rest of your day.
Join Stacy next week as she continues the series, What to Do When You Don't Know What to Do. We are on Facebook, PodPoint, LTM Radio, LTBC, and LTM website. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnish all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. If you enjoy Stacy's teachings, let her know. Or if you have questions concerning today's lesson, then send her an email. Her email address is stacy@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's stacy@ltm4christ.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.